You know, that quote that Alice Miller shared with us in For Your Own Good, she spent a considerable amount of time looking at the fascistic mindset. And she delved into Hitler as perhaps the best representative of it. And she shared this quote from him, quote, "It gives us a very special secret pleasure to see how unaware the people around us are of what is really happening to them." And think about what that means if you control the resources of the planet and have endless means to create a seeming reality. Because that secret pleasure of totalitarians, and it's, you see it in Plato. This is an old mindset, an old old smallness. It is the mindset of abandonment. Folks who obviously didn't get their needs met. There's nothing new about it. Another key discussion that we don't get to talk about over the airwaves, which is that if folks have endless resources and they like to mess with our minds and construct this facade and snicker about how dumb we are and smart they are and get off on manipulation, why is it we never have that conversation? That it's very difficult to know, to see the truth when we are living in a constructed reality. So for instance, somebody can be paid to make a remark and make it seem as if that's popular opinion. Or when I listen to the talk shows, and often I wonder, was I just treated to a campaign? An orchestration of calls around a certain view. Power is very theatrical. And the recent interview conducted with Henry Kissinger about his book World Order on the radio program The Takeaway, pure theater. And as we've remarked in the past, power is big on plausible deniability, and that they can trot out, you know, the fact, quote unquote, that there was no suppression of this or that, and see, it happened. You had your chance. You could have interrogated the man, this man who is key in the manufacture of power's self-justification. And that self-justification is then used to con future generations. You could have interrogated him about his thoughts underlying premises, and you blew it with your arrogance. You had your chance. Because Kissinger puts it right out there. There was a perfect opportunity for a discussion. But we can't say, oh, well, that discussion was suppressed because there he is on some supposed left-leaning show and you had your chance. No suppression. This is a democracy. All views are aired. You had the chance. So until we admit that what gets put out over the airwaves has been vetted, there is no free speech, because we have to hear our speech over the airwaves for it to become legitimate discourse. How do we go about having authentic discussions and conversations in the absence of that legitimization of our truth? Of authentic reality. How do we develop a little corner, a space, so that we can begin planning a future that's free? Because we all want it. The problem is not us. The problem is the atomization of us.